are great.
You are great.
Lord, you are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great. You are great.
Lord.
You are great.
Yes, Lord Jesus, you are great.
You are great.
Everything
about you
everything
is great.
Demons tremble before you.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Gloria, hallelujah.
Everything
about you is great.
Demons tremble at your presence.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God we serve, we serve, we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah to you. Glory, hallelujah.
Everything written about you is great.
Lord, you are great.
You are great.
Hey, you are great.
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 You are great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great. Everything written about you is great.
Come on, call him a great God. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Demons tremble at his presence. Demons tremble at his presence. There is no situation that is too difficult for him. There is no situation that is too difficult for him to do. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing that can stand in the way when God comes for him. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. He's a great God. He's merciful. His faithfulness endures forever. Father, you are great.
So great.
We call you great,
so
God.
Great, so
we call you amazing, God. We call you faithful, God.
Woo!
We call you good. We call you amazing. We call you amazing. We call you amazing. We call you amazing.
You.
Oh, nanabo, shata, nanabo. Yeah, nanabo. You are great.
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 Lord,
you are great.
You are great.
You are great.
We know you are great.
You are great. Everything written about you is great.
Lift your hands wherever you are. Wherever
Father,
you are,
you.
Wave your hands to the great God.
Father, we love.
Wave your hands to the great God.
No one
the one
like
that his
you.
Faithfulness has no end.
None compared
the one that his
you.
Mercy is faithful and
Mighty
his faithfulness endures forever.
Are,
wave your hands
you
to him.
Father, we welcome you. We welcome you.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love on you, Jesus.
Lord, we worship. Father, we worship.
I dare you to open up your mouth. I dare you to open up your mouth and call him great God. There is nothing he cannot do. He's the God that specializes in impossibilities. There is nothing that he cannot do. He's amazing. He's faithful. He's good.
Welcome Mighty healer, we welcome you. We welcome you. You are great, you are great.
Miracle worker. Your name is Miracle Worker. Come and do a miracle, a miracle today. Come and do a miracle
today.
Come on, lift him up. Call him Miracle.
Miracle Worker.
We know we serve a miracle, God.
Miracle Worker.
Come and do.
Come and do
Father, let the miracles.
A miracle today.
Come and do
A miracle today.
Powerful healer.
You're
so powerful, dear.
Powerful healer.
Come and heal.
So powerful today.
You will heal so powerful.
Come and heal so powerful today.
Your name is
Yahweh.
God.
Worship the King of Kings, the powerful healer, the miracle working God, our King, our Maker, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who is not limited by space, the one who is not limited by building, the one who is not limited by location, the God that is everywhere. Let's begin to worship Him, the omnipresent, the omniscient God, the omnipotent God, the most powerful God. Let's give Him praise. Father, we worship You. Jehovah, we exalt Your name. We magnify You. We give You glory. We exalt You, mighty God, glorious God, wonderful King, excellent God. Father, we give You praise. We give You glory. We worship You. We give You praise. We worship You. We adore Your name.
We
exalt Your name. Thank You for protection. Thank You for provision. Lord, we exalt Your name. We give You praise. The Bible says Your banner over us is love. Your covering over us is love. And because You love us, You will not allow any evil to befall us. Because You love us, You have not allowed any plague to come near where we dwell. Father, we worship You. Jehovah, we exalt Your name. Daddy will magnify You. There is none like You. Our loving God, our kind God, the most merciful. The Bible says You have the bowels of mercy. Our Redeemer, our Healer, our Restorer, yes, the Bishop of our soul, the Changer of destiny, the Rewriter of history. Lord, we worship You. We give You praise. We magnify You. We give You glory. We give You glory. Blessed be Your name. We worship You.
His name is higher
than any. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher.
Oh yes, Lord, Your name is higher than any plague, higher than any sickness, higher than any disease, higher than any poverty, higher than any situation, higher than any circumstance, higher than any problem. Your name is higher, Lord.
His name is Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your name is Lord.
Father, we worship you. We adore your name. We exalt you.
His name is Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
His name is Lord.
Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Your name is higher.
His name
the Bible says God has given you a name that is above every other name. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow. It does not matter what it is. If he has a name, he must bow to the name of Jesus. The name that is higher than any other name. Lord, we give you glory for all plagues, all sicknesses, all diseases, all situations, all circumstances, that the not of you bow at the name of Jesus. And it is at the name of Jesus that we have come this morning. The name that is higher than any other name.
Hallelujah.
The name that speaks greater good and better
Jesus,
things
Jesus.
Than the blood of Abel.
Jesus.
Lord, we worship you.
We
give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jehovah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Accept our hearts of worship
Hallelujah,
this morning.
Jesus.
Accept our grateful hearts
Hallelujah,
this morning.
Jesus.
Accept at the lifting of our hands. Wherever we might be worshiping you from, accept the lifting of our hands. Accept the heart of our sacrifice. Accept the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise this morning.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we give you praise.
We give you praise.
In Jesus' name. We have worship. In Jesus' name, we have worship. This morning, Father, speak expressly to us. Father, let your word save. Let it deliver. Let it set free. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. You're welcome to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, House of Praise in Chesapeake, Virginia. Hallelujah. That is where we are broadcasting from live. Our Jesus is not limited by space. He's not limited by coronavirus. He's not limited by building. He's not limited by bandwidth. He can even travel through the bandwidth of the internet. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Briefly, we're going to be looking at a topic entitled Jesus, Our Redeemer. Say to yourself, Jesus, my Redeemer.
Jesus, my Redeemer.
Jesus, my Redeemer. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Galatians 3, verse 13 to 14. And I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. It says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promise through the Holy Spirit. Today you will receive the promise in the name of Jesus, the promise of healing. The promise of deliverance, the promise of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says Christ has redeemed you and I from every pronouncement, every curse of the law in the name of Jesus. Say to yourself, Christ has redeemed me from every curse of the law in the name of Jesus. So shall it be to every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. What does it mean to redeem? It means to free from distress, to free from harm, to help someone to overcome something detrimental. That even in this situation that the whole world is in, there is someone called a redeemer. His name is Jesus. He's the one who can feel free from something that is detrimental as the coronavirus. It is Christ. Christ will redeem you today in the name of Jesus. Your redemption will be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, I look at the synonym of redeem and it says to rescue, to deliver, and to save. Thank you, Jesus, for the one who can rescue, for the one who can deliver, for the one who can save. Redemption, which is the word from redeem, that originate from redeem. Thank God we are the redeemed Christian Church of God. Hallelujah. That means coronavirus cannot come around us. Amen. So the name of the church is prophetic. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! That's from fresh, from above. Amen. It originates from the word redeem. And it's God's compassionate act to help the helpless, to give power to the powerless. So if you are helpless today, God is sending help your way in the name of Jesus. If you are powerless today, God is giving you power in the name of Jesus to liberate the oppressed. If you have been oppressed today, receive your freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. To set the captives free, to strengthen the weak. If you are weak in any area of your life today, you receive strength from Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. To heal the sick, to ensure that we are saved, we are delivered, and we are set free from every bondage, from every oppression, from every depression. So shall it be to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. God understands our plight. God knows what the world is going through right now. Everything going on in the whole world, God understands. And that's why he knew this was going to happen. He knew a time like this is going to come. He made a provision for us in his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One might ask, you mean God knows about coronavirus? He does, though. He does. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 said, we do not have a high priest. We have he said, inasmuch then as we have a high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, said, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect, yet found without sin. He now said, we should do this. In this situation, this is what we'll do. He said, let us then fearlessly and confidently. I'm reading the Amplified Version. Say, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly, with boldness, draw near to the throne of grace, to the throne of God's unmerited favor to us as sinners, that we may receive mercy to our failures. Today you receive mercy. Even as you draw to his throne of grace, you receive mercy. In the name of Jesus. He said, and find grace to help in good time for every need. In good time, God's timing for every need. In the name of Jesus, every one of your need will come in God's timing. In the name of Jesus. He said, it will be well timed. Coming just when we need it. Just when you need his help, we arise for you. Just when you need his healing, we arise for you. Just when you need his promotion, we arise for you. Just when you need his help, we come from the Lord. Psalm 121 says, I will look up to the east. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who makes the heaven and earth. Help will arise unto you today in the name of Jesus. People have been answering. So what do I do? People have been asking, in this situation, what do I do? Hebrews just told us, number one, come or turn boldly to God. The first thing you do is come to God. Turn to him with boldness. Boldness. This is not the time to shun the things of God. This is not the time to take break away from God. It is not break away from God. They close the buildings. The buildings are not, it's not the church. We are the church. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the church. This is the time to obtain mercy. This is the time not to leave the presence of God. This is the time to find grace to help in time of need. I prophesy into your life in the mighty name of Jesus that you obtain mercy, you will obtain grace to help in your time of need in the name of Jesus. Every one of us as individuals, as families, as a church, and as a nation, God will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. We will encounter his mercy as a church. In the name of Jesus, as a nation and nations of the world, we will enjoy his mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Because people are crying all over to him. All over to him. God made Jesus for us to be a redemption. And he didn't just start. in the book of Galatians that we read, turn your Bibles to me to Numbers 21. I'm going to read verse 4 to 9. Numbers 21, verse 4 to 9. This morning, I happened to listen to the message of the general overseer, and he was saying that coronavirus, God knows about it. Hallelujah. Numbers 21, verse 4 to 9. And now I now understood why God gave me this scripture yesterday when he was talking this morning. The Bible says, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient. They became depressed, much discouraged because of the trials of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And we loathe this light, contemptible, unsubstantial manner. Then the Lord sent fury burning serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and many Israelites died. And the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. We have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent of bronze and set it on a pole. And everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. And if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked to the serpent of bronze, attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. This is the time to look unto the cross. This is the time to look unto Jesus. Look unto him attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing grace. And as we do that, we will live. In the name of Jesus. If there's anything you must avoid at this time, is complaining. If there's anything you must do, is to look up to Jesus. We just read when the people were dying of snake bites, said, look unto the snake. And you know what? John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Jesus himself said, he said, and just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert on a pole, so must, and it is necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, in order that everyone who believes in him, who cleaves to him, who trusts him, who relies on him, may not perish, but have eternal life. And actually, according to the Amplified Version, live forever. So if you have not been looking unto Jesus, if you don't even know Jesus, this is the time to run to God. This is the time to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. This is not playing church. This is not playing Christian. I was born a Christian into a Christian family. This is the time to look unto Jesus. You have to see Jesus as your Redeemer, number two. Jesus is our Redeemer. At this time, Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus himself said it. He said, just like the serpent was lifted up, he himself, he's been lifted up. He's been crucified on the cross for our sin. That whosoever look unto the cross shall be saved. So Jesus gave us the same prescription that Moses gave the Israelites. God told Moses to give the Israelites at that time. So the same prescription God is giving us during the time of coronavirus. Look unto Jesus as your Redeemer. Say, I will look unto Jesus as my Redeemer. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 that we read. The Bible says he rescued us from the pronouncement, the curse pronounced by the law. Not the government. The government is not going to rescue us. The president is not going to rescue us. The pastor, the mayors, the governors, the senate, they're not. Jesus is the only one who can rescue at this time. So look unto Jesus. He's the one who has redeemed us from. He's the one who hung on the cross. Everybody that I mentioned now, nobody will allow themselves to be hung on the cross. Even as coronavirus is, let them say, okay, the treatment for coronavirus is for somebody to be hung on the cross. Let me see who will stand out and say, come and hang me on the cross. Even if their family members are dying, they will run away. Jesus is the only one who hung on the cross, who died for you. So look unto him. He's the one that has rescued us from the pronouncement of the law. What is the pronouncement of the law? It's the pronouncement of the government. It's the pronouncement of experts. I'm not saying don't listen to the experts. We're also listening to the experts. We're doing what the experts are asking us to do. But don't let it consume you. Because Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Focus on Jesus at this time. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from those pronouncements. And that is what I call the law of exemption. It means that when people are saying there is a casting, you are saying, I'm being lifted up. Exemption, the law of exemption. Say to yourself, Christ has redeemed me from every pronouncement of the law, from every pronouncement of man. In the name of Jesus, declare that your children, your spouses, your friends, your loved ones, they have been redeemed from every pronouncement of the law, from every curse of the law, in the name of Jesus, from every pronouncement of the government, in the name of Jesus. No matter how many people they say will be infected, no matter how many people they say will be sick, I will not be part of it. I am exempted in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 91 verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall on your side, 10,000 on your right side. It shall not come near you. It shall not come near us. You have to, number three, soak yourself in him. Pray and be expectant. Soak yourself in the Lord. Soak yourself in the word. Pray and be expectant. Job chapter 22 verse 21 to 30. He said, acquaint yourself with him. Agree with God. And show yourself to be conformed to his will. Be at peace. At this time, be at peace. Once you have shown yourself to be conformed to his will, be at peace. Let your mind be at peace. And he said, by that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. He said, receive, I pray you, the law and instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. This is the time to do that. He said, if you return to the Almighty and submit and humble yourself before him, you will be built up. If you put away unrighteousness far from your tent, if you lay gold in the dust, or the gold of offer among the stones of the brook, considering of them of little worth. And let me read verse 29 real quick. He said, when they make you low, you will say there is a lifting up. And the humble person, he lifts up and he says, he said, the people that you even pray for, verse 30, he said he will deliver them. He will even deliver the one for whom you have interceded. So this is not the time to close our mouth. Number four, extend the grace you have received unto others. Minister Christ to people. This is the time that people need Christ. Tell people about God, that there is a redeemer. There is a redeemer that can deliver, that redeems from coronavirus. Be kind to others during this time. People are going through a lot. This is the time to be kind to each other. This is the time to reach out to each other. Call or text people. Some of us, because we are not in church on Sunday, then we won't speak to anybody. Let it not be said among us. Call, reach out to people, text people. See how people are doing. Be there for your family, be there for others. Somebody said, because people have been asked to stay home, that the rate of crime is zero, the rate of robbery is zero, but the rate of domestic violence is 100%. This is not the time to fight your spouse because they said stay at home. This is not the time to fight your children because you can't stand each other. This is the time to bind together as families, as a church, as families, as brethren, as individuals. We're going to pray. Psalm 34, verse 17 to 18. The Bible says the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I want you to open your mouth and pray. Father, even as I have cried to you, Father, rescue me. Rescue my family from every plague, from every destruction, from every pronouncement and the curse of the law. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah, rescue me. Rescue my children. Rescue my family. In the name of Jesus, let your word, oh God, be established in our lives. Your word that says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 verse 36 says, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Say, I receive freedom from every form of sicknesses, from every form of plague, from every form of disease, from every form of evil, from every form of virus, every form of bacteria, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we receive freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 2 says, for the law of life in Christ Jesus has freed me, has delivered me from the law of sin and death. Begin to confess that. Open your mouth and say, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, I receive that life into my life. The life of God, the Zoe of God. I call that life into my children. I call that life into my spouse. That law has delivered us from the law of sin and death in the name of Jesus, from the law of sicknesses and diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 44 verse 26 says, arise for our help, redeem us for your mercy's sake. Let's begin to pray for this nation. Let's pray for the nations of the world. Lord, arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God, in the name of Jesus. Redeem us for your mercy's sake. Redeem the nations of the world in the name of Jesus. Redeem this country. Redeem this state. Redeem this area. Redeem us, O God. Redeem every nation of the world in the name of Jesus. Because of your mercy. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 34 verse 22 says, the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take refuge in you. We will not be condemned. Thank you, because we dwell in your secret place. We abide under your shadow. We say of you, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence of the coronavirus and every other sicknesses and diseases out there. You shall cover us with your feathers. Under your wings shall we take refuge. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. There shall not even we shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon us. Therefore, he will deliver us. He will set us on high, because we have known his name. We shall call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name you have prayed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that word of encouragement from the throne of grace. It's time to give our tithe and our offering. Let not the distance or the location disturb you from giving to your God. One of the many things that this coronavirus time is doing is shutting everything down. But because God is on our side, we were able to find a way to still connect to each other using the power of the internet. But make no mistake, the devil fully expects, he fully plans to shut down the operation of the gospel. If the gospel is short of funds, God forbid. So I encourage you this morning to give like never before, as a matter of fact. Join me in going to the book of Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. And it says, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing and generous heart, let him bring the Lord's offering, gold, silver, and bronze. I want to encourage you this morning to write your check and make it payable to House of Praise, Chesapeake, RCCG. If you want to give by electronic means. We offer Cash App as we speak. Thank God for Pastor. You know, she saw this coming from far. So we were able to set up Cash App. You can find us by the phone number 757-839-2017 or by the username $RCCGHOPRAISE. As you give, I promise you, God is not a respecter of person. He's not a man that he will hold any of us. He has given us life this morning, and the least we can do is honor him with our giving. As you do so, may the Most High God bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's time to give our offering. Amen. Come, let's praise the Lord.
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 He is Jehovah.
Talk about his faithfulness.
He is El Shaddai.
Talk about his salvation.
Spread the news around.
Talk about his grace.
Come, let's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
One more time. Say. Come, let's praise the
Lord.
Come, let's praise the Lord.
Come, let's praise the Lord.
Come, let's praise the Lord.
He is Jehovah.
He is El Shaddai. Spread the news around. Come, let's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Forever and ever, my God is the same. It never changed from eternity to eternity. He'll be my God. Yeah. Praise him. Jehovah is the El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him. Come, let's praise the Lord.
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 Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
One more time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you. We give you praise for the offerings of your people, wherever, oh God, they might be giving from. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We worship you. Jesus, you are our high priest. We present all the offerings of your people, all the giving, all the tithes into your hands. In the name of Jesus, please present it to the Father. Let it be accepted as a sweet-smelling savour. We have given in obedience unto your word. Let it be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Let men, let institutions give to our bosom. In the name of Jesus, continue, O God, to expand your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank every one of you that connected with us online. Thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our midweek service is also moving on to Zoom. We will send out the invitation through our various modems, including our Facebook. The information will be posted out for our midweek service. God bless you as you join us in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. In the name of Jesus, as you go this week, God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, according to his power, in the mighty name of Jesus, that is at work in you. And peradventure, that power you have in you is not enough for the exceedingly abundantly of God. I bestow power by the power of the Holy Ghost unto you right now in the name of Jesus for you to have the capacity to receive the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall follow my family, shall follow every member of this church, shall follow everyone watching us online in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have an awesome week. Amen.
Against your church. In that name.